Okay. Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stainis, and the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We have our 30th conference coming up. We're just 10 days away. We're so excited. Our theme is celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine. It's a perfect theme for us, and we're very excited. We hope you join us. It is March 24th through the 27th, and just go to our website, womenofwisdom.org. And today, my presenter that I'm interviewing is Barbara Badalotti, and she is going to be doing a gentle movement program at the end of each day on Friday, Saturday night, so you can unwind, rest, and go to sleep instead of having this busyness of what all you got from your workshops that day. So we're so grateful for Barbara to step in to do this for us. She is the founder of Alive and Well. Her 30-year history includes developing and teaching mind-body programs, opening several yoga studios, working at health spas, facilitating retreats, and coaching thousands in personal growth and well-being. She is dedicated to support organizations and corporations to further the productivity and well-being of their members and staff. Her passion is to uplift others and empower them in creating greater health, well-being, bountiful businesses, and wellness cultures. You can check her out on her website, barbarabadalotti.com. So welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Chris. I know when you're talking about the busyness of conferences, I mean, I think all of us have been where we're just taking it all in and we're connecting with people and just even all the photos I'm seeing and the everything that we're learning about and discovering and feeling. And so I really am grateful that you've invited me to bring it all together at the end of the day, so that people can really integrate their experience.
Yeah, why don't you, we're going to jump right into that because I wanted to talk about that. How does the importance of that, you know, because we're in our minds, we, even though maybe some workshops are very experiential and some may be art and some may have some movement, but still we're taking in a lot and thinking.
Yeah, and whether somebody just attends one or the whole day or bits and pieces, I mean, everything we experience does integrate into the body in some shape or form through our senses, through the emotions we might feel. Every cell is taking in information. And so how are we digesting it? How is that integrated into our nervous system? What thoughts do we have? Or maybe there's a shift in our belief about something that we listened to or heard, or maybe there was that inspiration, right? That aha, that all of a sudden you don't even know where it came from. Or it could even be something where it's an idea that you want to start to take into your own life, right? So there's a lot. This is why conferences are so wonderful, and especially something like Women of Wisdom, because we go deep, right? We explore so many aspects of who we are as this divine feminine. And so to have that opportunity at the end of each day, and it's not really about me, I'm not going to really do a lot. I'm more of going to give people an opportunity space and exploration of their senses that they're feeling in their body, what thoughts they're having, how does it feel, what do they want to perhaps integrate and take with them. So it's kind of a workshop of openness because of everything that everybody's experienced, and to also help you to be able to sleep well that night too.
Yeah, people like to unwind afterwards, listen to soft music or whatever. And we do end early because of being online. We end early at 8 o'clock, and then yours is 8:15 to 9 o'clock because of the East Coast. It's actually early enough to, after that, to start your evening to wind down and rest and get a good sleep. So I love it that my computer's off at 9 o'clock, which if we're in person, it's not. I'm not done till much later. So It was a real eye opener last year when we first did it online, like, oh my goodness, and I'm not even tired.
Yeah. And I just got done with a 7-day training that was hybrid. And I actually had the opportunity to do online as well as be in the studio a few days. And I was actually surprised, including the year and a half that I did the online retreats once or three times a month. And I actually did feel really, really good. And one, maybe we're just being more experienced and knowing how to self-care and take those little breaks or stand up and stretch or take care of ourselves through this new technology of experiencing a conference. And with that, you can really feel good. Plus there's the logistics of the convenience of it too. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're offering this online, and it also opens up to this global community that we really didn't have before.
Right, right. Yeah. And I want to get back to, you know, the sensations in your body. Like for myself, when I'm taking things in, I feel it might be a download from the universe or spirit or the goddess or whatever, but it comes into my cells and it circulates, and I don't really know. I'm not really aware of it. I'm aware something's going on, but it takes a while to regurgitate back up to my brain and go, oh yeah, that's what that's about.
Yeah. And so there will be some movement, and the movement may be, again, the choice is you to make it personal. So as we're kind of in this meditative space, I will offer, you know, what does that sensation feel like in your hands? What was that aha? Where do you feel it in your body? Maybe it's in your heart. Maybe it's in your belly. Maybe it's in several places. What is that sensation? What does that feel? And what is the maybe thought that you're having with it, or again, that inspiration or aha. And so you're right, it travels,
yeah,
because we're this living essence of energy, and we're taking in a lot of information. And so to be able to have that inner introspection and be able to explore, how are you feeling? Because our body is really a messenger. It really tells us so much. Not only is it doing all of these functions that we don't even have to consciously think about, but it's also giving us information consciously that we can do something or move forward with, or maybe adjust. So yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I remember being in a workshop, and you're in pairs, and like somebody was touching my shoulder and putting their hand there, and it brought up feelings. I mean, there was information there. And it's interesting, until you do it, you don't really know. We just go about our lives and we just walk around, and, you know, and so that mind, body, spirit coming together. And that's why your event at the end of the day is so important for everybody.
Well, and it's our feminine nature, mm-hmm, more than, you know, like, not only do we perhaps birth, right, whether it's another human form, or it could be another birth of some, but our bodies, especially this feminine nature of what we possess in a way, is really such a gift to be able to explore and tap into, and, you know, and to move through. And again, it can be a messenger, but it also can give us power and freedom and so many other experiences and qualities of living, of being.
Mm-hmm. When you said that, another word came up, like releasing, you know, releasing, yeah, old pains, releasing old thought patterns, beliefs that have stopped us.
Right, because it's housed in the body.
Right.
So you may be in a workshop and some stuff might be coming up. And then in the evening, you'll have that opportunity to explore that a little bit more. And maybe there is a release, you know, maybe you even do a little ceremony or a ritual or something that night. Maybe you take a bath or something, right? Or actually, I had a little fire ceremony last night because I was doing a little vision board. And there was, I was going through my old vision boards, and there was an image there, and it like brought up this anger. And so I actually did, like, I was like, wow, I can do something with this. And so that's what can come up at the conference too, right? Something might get triggered,
right?
And then it's important that we don't house it, because we do, we house pretty much every memory, every experience, everything, right, is in us, but we have the tools perhaps, or the facilitation right? The techniques to be able to release it, like you said, or it could be inviting it in too, since the theme is water, which is all right. About flow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I love to ask our presenters what the theme means for you in the work that you do, what you're contributing to the conference, celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine.
I know I was thinking about this and I actually wrote down a few things because to me, water is also very nourishing. And we're speaking about the body, and our bodies are 70% water. And we have this giving and receiving and flowing that happens with water, whether it's going around something or through something. And so I love that the theme is, you know, that flowing, that nurturing, that the water aspect of it. And from that pearl, which is very rare and it's very unique, which we all are. Mm-hmm. And it's this unique expression. And even though it comes from this calcium carbonate, it's just an exquisite crystalline, right? It has this minute, unique crystalline essence. And that to me, when I look at the pearl and how it glistens, and that we're all these unique, rare, very worthy pearls flowing and nurturing and giving and receiving. It's such a beautiful theme. And I don't know what the 30th anniversary gem is.
I think it is pearl because I think
that's why you chose it, right? Yeah.
So a group of people meeting and we did a meditation and the pearl came up and I think it was the 30th anniversary is
yeah, I do too. Yeah. So if not, we'll make it. But yeah. Thank you very much. It's really that's what comes to me is how special this is coming together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so glad you're a part of it. Thank you for joining us. And everybody, give your website address where everybody can see more about it.
Yeah, it's really just my name, BarbaraBottolotti.com. You can also go to BeWellRetreats.com. That will also take you there. And yeah, I just know that even though there is this movement component, the movement could be you laying down on your bed and breathing. So don't be afraid. I'm not going to make you do anything crazy, but if you want to get crazy, you can do that too. So yep, it'll be Friday and Saturday nights.
Well, also, it just reminds me that you're also a sponsor at the conference. And so people can find you. I think you have an offering there. There's maybe a drawing to receive something, and people can see a video and see you on our sponsor page. So thank you so much for sponsoring the conference. We just love having you there.
Of course. Yes. Thank you so much, Chris, for all that you're doing to make this happen and this beautiful council of yours too.
Yes. Yes. It's a group effort. It's a team effort. So everybody, you can go to womanofwisdom.org and 10 days left, but registration closes Wednesday, midnight, Pacific daylight time. We're in daylight time now. So thank you so much.
Thank you. See y'all there.